Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very, very warm welcome back. Solara here. We hear so much about change. We hear about shifting, about evolving, about consciousness expansion, about personal development, grow, 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 goal, goal, goal. And yet, when it comes to change, there is definitely a time for that. There are moments in life where change isn't just helpful. It's absolutely necessary. So it could be leaving unhealthy relationships that are draining you, that are toxic. It could be perhaps even walking away from an environment that's impacting your mental health, your emotional health, maybe even outgrowing a version of yourself that no longer fits. All of that stuff is absolutely important. So just know that when I am talking about change, I don't mean that kind of necessary change, because that is important. That's an absolutely imperative part of this work. However, there's another side that I don't think it gets spoken about enough, because what I see happening a lot is the message of change your life, make the change, take the leap. It kind of gets internalized to a certain extent, and it can also give the message of never staying still, never being present. You've always got to push. You've always got to move. You've always got to change. You've always got to evolve. And in my mind, they're not the same thing. There's a difference between conscious change, of course, and constant movement, which is what I'm going to be unpacking in the episode today. And if you really look at your life honestly, you might notice that there is this subtle pattern of always being in some kind of transition, always adjusting to something, always recalibrating, always thinking about what your next move is, always thinking about who you are becoming. Now, remember, there is importance in doing that, but it's when the scale tips that that's when it can be problematic. So whether it's the next move, whether it's physically, whether it's as in, you know, changing your environment, moving house, never quite settling, moving from job to job, or perhaps emotionally, when you're constantly questioning things, when you're constantly perhaps on the back foot, second guessing, wondering if something else would be better for you, would feel better, would be easier, would be more aligned. And underneath all of that, there's a kind of subtle and quiet exhaustion that takes place. And you may not even recognize that for many, many years, but there does come a time when you absolutely see it. That subtle one I'm talking about, it's not necessarily the feeling of burnout or the impending burnout, or perhaps you're even experiencing this and feeling burnout. It's not from doing too much. It's from the fatigue of never fully landing anywhere long enough to catch your breath and to be present and to rest. And this is where I want to bring in a different lens in our conversation today, because sometimes we think what looks like growth, it could actually be something else. One of the things it could be avoidance in a very well-dressed outfit, that we've actually convinced ourselves that it's okay to keep pushing and to keep moving and to keep evolving and to keep changing all the time. It's our nervous system saying, keep moving so that you don't feel what happens when you get still. So you don't feel what happens when you stop. So I want you to picture a tree for a moment. This is a metaphor that I've been sitting with to see how I can illustrate this. So picture a tree, not a small one that's just been planted, but a fully grown adult tree, strong, rooted, deeply rooted, and stable. Perhaps even an old oak tree, one of my favorite trees. The kind of tree that can pretty much withstand all seasons. It can withstand stormy weather, the intensity of the summer, it can withstand change, sometimes dramatic change in all the different cycles. Now, that tree, it didn't grow because it kept moving the whole time. It grew because it stayed. And the more that it stayed long enough to adapt to where it was planted, the stronger it became. The stronger it was able to withstand even more. It adapted and rooted deeply into the soil. It adapted and rooted deeply into the changing temperatures, to the extreme and calm conditions all around it. And its roots, they didn't just go down, they adjusted. Those roots responded to this changing environment, integrated into this changing environment. Now imagine that same tree, imagine digging that tree up. Imagine digging it up every few weeks, planting it somewhere new, different soil, different light, different conditions. And every time it just starts to settle, you dig it up and you move it again. And it never really gets that full chance of rooting fully and experiencing the gifts of being fully rooted. So instead of growing tall and outward and strong, it stays small. It stays more fragile. It stays more in survival mode, because it hasn't had a chance to develop any kind of strength, because all of its energy has been going into reestablishing, readjusting, not expanding, not growing, not being able to get so deeply rooted that it can enjoy the fruits of itself. It never quite gets to that stage. And this is what I was doing for many, many years, but also a lot of my clients is what they are doing in their life. And I want to make it clear, this isn't because there's something wrong or because they're failing in some way or they've made mistakes. No. If you're listening to this, it's because perhaps you're ready to root. Maybe before, if you didn't hear this message, you weren't ready for it yet. Because many of us, we maybe believe that there's something wrong with us, which is why we've been pushing and pushing and trying to change everything all the time. But also we've been taught that growth looks like change. Growth is always change. Especially in this day and age where everything is just so quick and easy to shift and chop and change. So what many people do is they change the relationship perhaps. And if that doesn't work, they then change the career. Or if they keep the relationship, maybe they just keep career hopping all the time. Changing direction, trying a new course, changing the strategy. Then perhaps even changing identity over and over and over again. And at some point, you have to ask yourself, are you growing? Are you rooting deeply so that you can pull in the richness of your environment and grow tall and strong and bear the most beautiful fruits? Or are you constantly replanting yourself and not getting to the point where you can live that life of steady rootedness and the peace and the freedom and the abundance and the strength and the endurance that you unlock as a result of that? And of course, this is absolutely where discernment comes in, because there are times, like I mentioned in the beginning, that you absolutely need to move. If something is detrimental to your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health, if your body feels unsafe, if you're constantly people-pleasing or shrinking yourself just to stay somewhere that is not meant for you, that is where you are meant to leave. And that's why we're not a tree. So I want to illustrate that too. I use the tree as a metaphor, but equally, I want you also to use your discernment within this. It's really important that we don't blur that line as well, because staying in something that is harmful and calling it growth is actually another form of self-abandonment and self-betrayal and self-rejection in one way or another. Equally, leaving something in the moment that it starts to feel uncomfortable, questioning something in the moment that actually requires you to lean in and it requires depth, shifting direction the moment you don't get that immediate response or you don't get that immediate clarity, that's not growth either. And like I say, that can be dressed up as avoidance. And this is where I think it's really important that we get honest with ourselves. There are people who are constantly chasing the next thing. You're looking at one of them. You're listening to one of them. I did that for many, many years, which is why I feel so passionate about this conversation, chasing the next dopamine hit. One relationship or one person isn't right. Chasing the next one, chasing the next certificate, the next qualification, chasing the next version, the next thing that, oh, if I do this, then it will fix this. And underneath all of that, there's just this fear of what would actually happen if they actually leaned in and they actually stayed and they actually moved through the growing pains, just like the tree has to go through growing pains as it reaches its next level of beauty and strength. We also go through something similar, because when we stay somewhere, it means that we need to deal with the feelings that are there too. We can't run from them anymore. It means facing what is coming up for us, because we can't run from that either. It means letting something deepen, just like the roots of a tree, letting us experience the new, deep and rich level of a specific environment, letting that deepen beyond this surface level. And that requires a level of emotional safety that not everybody has learned yet. And that comes through the rooting in and creating that stability that only the roots, when we root them in, can provide. That security, that solidity, that stability. But what many of us have done instead, and I know I'm saying the same thing, I know it's repeating, I'm going to say it slightly differently, we just move, up and root, move again, uproot ourselves, move again, uproot ourselves. It's not only is it exhausting, but we wonder why nothing ever really takes root long enough to experience the real growth, the kind that actually changes our life. And that kind of growth does not come from constant change. It comes from creating that stability. It comes from choosing. It comes from making a choice. It comes from choosing something and allowing something to become something, letting it stretch you, letting you question yourself, letting it challenge you. Because remember, what doesn't challenge you doesn't change you either. Letting it reveal parts of you that wouldn't surface if you just kept leaving the whole time. That's the depth I'm speaking about. And this is where you'll also notice that your manifestations completely shift as well. This is where the law of attraction starts to activate on much deeper levels than ever before. Because when we're coming from an energy of strength and stability and security and safety, we send out a whole different vibration to the universe. We're no longer wobbling. We're no longer chasing the next thing. We're no longer have a nervous system that is fried. We're not feeling wrung out like a sponge. We're feeling strong. We're feeling focused. And we are open and ready to receive from that strong and stable place. And yeah, for many years, I believed that manifestation was just about visualizing and just calling things in, which yeah, to a certain extent it is. But there's actually something much deeper going on. And I've discovered that there's more to it than that. There's a deeper truth. It's about becoming somebody that can actually hold what you are calling in. And you cannot hold anything if you don't feel rooted, strong and anchored in yourself and in your life. So if your energy is constantly shifting and changing, your sense of self and your stability and your security is constantly shifting and changing too. Your environment, if that's constantly changing, there's nothing for that manifestation, that those beautiful dreams that you have on your vision board, there's nowhere for them to take root and land into either. So it either doesn't come in, or if it does come in, it's problematic. And if it does come in, doesn't stay either. That in itself is exhausting and sends us into the new loop of shifting and changing and searching all over again. This is where that pattern that you'll hear me say so many times in my podcasts of the preemptive striking, this is where it shows up. Leaving something before we fail or before it fails, or changing something before it has a chance to actually settle. Trying to stop what we fear from happening, potentially making it happen anyway. That's a self-fulfilling prophecy conversation. Pulling back just before we're about to make an amazing breakthrough. Pulling back just before it even has a chance to go to that deeper level. And I know it's not because you don't want it. Of course you do. It's because a part of you doesn't feel safe enough holding it. Doesn't feel rooted and anchored enough. So the question, it isn't always, what do I need to change? Sometimes the question is, where do I need to root? Where do I need to stay long enough for something to get real in my life and to actually grow into something beautiful? Because when you do that, everything shifts. I know that firsthand from my own experience, multiple clients that I work with who have learned to root in rather than run. And what happens? Your nervous system settles even more. We know by now, especially if you've listened to more of my episodes, our nervous system is integral to our manifestation and the law of attraction. Our identity starts to become more stable. We start to feel more aligned, more authentic. We know ourselves even more. Our energy becomes way more consistent, which is so important for manifestations. And life stops feeling like something's constantly slipping through your fingers and you're on that relentless, exhausting hamster wheel. And if I circle back to the tree now, a deeply rooted tree does not avoid storms. It withstands them. It uses them as strength training. It becomes stronger because of them. And not because life is easier for it, but because it has something solid and rooted and grounded underneath it. So I'd love for you to sit with this and look at where in your life are you being called to leave because you know it's something that's right for you, because something genuinely right for you. And where in your life are you being invited to stay, to lean in, to strengthen? Perhaps it's a place where you've kept moving instead, because those two things can look very similar on the surface, but they come from two completely different places. One is self-protection, driven predominantly by fear. Of course, the energy we come from will always determine where we're going. That's why we end up creating more fear, unintentionally, of course. The other is self-abandonment, self-betrayal, self-rejection. And maybe the most powerful shift that you can make right now isn't changing your life. It's choosing where you are going to root long enough to grow something beautiful, giving it the time, the space, and the safety to grow beyond anything you've ever known possible before. Because growth, it isn't always this big, loud bang. It's not always fast either. And thank heavens for that, because it gives us an opportunity to calibrate our energy so we can hold something. And it isn't because it's invisible either. It's because when you are rooted, your dreams become inevitable. I'm going to leave you with that today. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. Share this with somebody that may need to hear this. Thank you for all the lovely messages I get. I'm so grateful for them. It's always really helpful for me to know who's listening, where you're dialing in from. And if you would like some one-to-one help, I have a couple of slots available over in May and June time potentially. So please send me a little message. Let's have a 30-minute consult to see how I can help you. And if I can't, I'll always point you in the right direction. But for now, get those roots, plant them firmly in the ground. I promise you, you'll reach way new levels than you ever knew possible. Take care. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.